Okay, so yeah, today's deep dive is going to take us all the way to Italy. We're talking about fraud and how you actually get the legal system involved, because it's not like here, calling the cops, filing a report. In Italy, you need what's called a querela.
Yeah, a querela. It's kind of a fascinating concept when you think about it. Basically, it's a formal request to the state saying, hey, prosecute this person.
So it's not just reporting a crime. You're specifically saying, I want you to go after this person.
Yeah.
And luckily for our deep dive today, we have some great material from Studio Legale Trignaghi. They're an Italian law firm, and they've got a really good guide to this whole querela process.
Yeah, and they even include their privacy policy, which we'll get into a little bit later.
But let's start with what exactly is fraud?
Sure.
What are we even talking about?
Right. So under Italian law, Article 640 of the Criminal Code covers this. And it's kind of surprisingly broad. It's not just like huge financial schemes or anything, like the stuff we see in the movies. It can apply to everyday situations tourists might encounter.
Oh, so like even just like a regular person going to Italy on vacation.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
like let's say you're in Venice
Yeah.
and you think you've found like an amazing Murano glass piece. You get home and it turns out to be plastic. So
Yeah.
that could be fraud under Italian law.
Totally. But here's the catch. You only have 3 months from when the fraud happened or when you discovered it to file that querela.
Oh, wow. So there's a time limit.
Yeah, and it's not a long one either.
So you can't just wait around.
No, you gotta act fast.
And I'm guessing it's not just a simple form you fill out either.
You're right about that. It's gotta be detailed. You need like a clear account of everything that happened,
Yeah.
names of any witnesses, and any evidence that you can get your hands on.
So it's basically like you're starting to build a legal case right from the beginning.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so how do you actually file this thing?
Well, you've got a couple options. You can go straight to the Italian police. Or if you're already back home, you can contact the Italian consulate.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to be in Italy to do it.
No, but there's one more option, and it's the one that most people go with, especially if it's a complicated situation or if there's a language barrier, Hire an Italian lawyer.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I can't imagine trying to navigate a whole foreign legal system,
Yeah.
especially if I don't speak the language.
Right. And plus, you need a valid Italian address for all communication about the case.
So it's not like they can just email you updates.
No, definitely not.
Okay, so let's say we've got our querela all filed, everything's in order. Now what?
Now the public prosecutor steps in. They'll look at everything you've given them and decide if there's enough to actually move forward.
So does that mean just because you file it doesn't mean there's going to be a full investigation?
That's right. They have to see if there's actually enough evidence for a criminal trial.
Okay, so it's not a guarantee.
No, not at all.
But let's say they do decide to move forward.
Well, then it gets interesting for the person who filed the querela. They can actually join the trial as a civil party.
Wait, so you're not just like a witness anymore?
No, you become more involved in the proceedings.
So you have more access to information and evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
And does that also mean you can ask for compensation for your losses as part of the case?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow. So even if the fraud wasn't like a huge financial hit, this civil party thing might make it worth pursuing the case.
It could, yeah. It really depends on the individual circumstances and what your goals are.
Okay, that's good to know. But what if the public prosecutor looks at everything and decides there just isn't enough there?
Well, in Italy, they have something called archiviazione. It basically means they're dismissing the case. They're saying, we don't have enough to go on here.
Oh, so even with the querela and even potentially joining as a civil party, things could just end there.
They can, but there is one more thing. The person who filed the querela has the right to oppose the archiviazione.
Oh, really? So you can fight back?
You can. You can say, hold on, I have more evidence. Don't close this case yet.
So it's like you're pushing the system to keep looking into things.
Yeah, in a way.
Wow, this is a lot more complicated than I thought.
It can be. Yeah. That's why it's so important to have a lawyer if you can. They can really help you understand how strong your case is, what kind of evidence you might need, and if it's even worth it to keep fighting.
Makes sense. Speaking of lawyers and this law firm we've been talking about, Studio Legale Trignaghi, they included their privacy policy in the materials we're looking at. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It seems like they're really concerned about how they handle their clients' information.
What I find interesting is they were doing this even before the General Data Protection Regulation or GDPR, like they were ahead of the curve.
So they're not just following the rules because they have to.
No, they seem to really care about privacy.
Well, that's good to know. Okay, so we've got this whole intricate querela system, the possibility of becoming a civil party, and a law firm that's clearly super careful about data privacy. But how does this all apply to our listeners out there?
Well, the first thing to remember is in Italy, you got to be proactive. You can't just assume the authorities are going to investigate fraud. You have to file that querela and you have to do it within 3 months.
So no procrastinating.
No, definitely not.
And it sounds like the more information and evidence you can gather, the better.
Absolutely. The stronger your case will be.
And while it sounds like hiring a lawyer might not be necessary for every little thing.
Right.
It's probably a good idea if it's a complex case or if you need help figuring out the Italian legal system.
It can make a huge difference.
Yeah, especially since it sounds like there's no guarantee of success even if you do everything right.
That's true. The public prosecutor might decide there's not enough evidence. And even if the case does go to trial, the outcome's never certain.
So it's all about weighing those potential benefits against the costs and the uncertainty.
Exactly.
And maybe asking yourself, what can I do to avoid being a victim in the first place?
Now, that's a great question. And it's one we'll be exploring further in the next part of our deep dive.
So stay tuned. So we know what to do if we think we've been scammed. But like you just said, wouldn't it be better to just not be a victim in the first place?
Right. Prevention is key.
Exactly. So how can we protect ourselves, especially when we're traveling abroad?
Well, a lot of it comes down to common sense, honestly. Be aware of your surroundings, trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is.
Yeah, like if you're walking down the street and someone's trying to sell you a designer handbag for like 20 euros, chances are it's not the real deal.
Exactly. And be extra careful with online purchases, especially from websites you've never heard of before. Do your research, you know, check the seller's credentials, read reviews from other buyers, make sure the website itself looks legit.
It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of finding a good deal online. But taking a few minutes to double check things can save you a lot of headache later on.
For sure. And speaking of online shopping, always use secure payment methods.
That's a good point.
Credit cards usually offer better fraud protection than debit cards. And using services like PayPal can add another layer of security.
And this might seem obvious, but be careful about sharing your personal information online, especially financial details. Don't put that stuff on unsecured websites or give it to people you don't know and trust.
Right. Better safe than sorry.
Definitely. Now, before we travel somewhere new, is it a good idea to research common scams in that area?
Absolutely. A quick Google search can reveal a lot about the typical scams that target tourists in specific regions. Knowing what to look out for can really help you avoid falling victim.
Okay, so you're walking around and you see something that seems a little fishy. Like maybe it's one of those scams you read about.
The most important thing is to stay calm. Don't engage with the person or the situation if you don't feel comfortable. Just walk away.
Okay, but what if you've already kind of gotten pulled into a situation that feels fraudulent? Yeah. Like maybe you've handed over some money or given out some personal information.
If you realize you've been scammed, try to document everything. Take notes, photos, videos, anything that can serve as evidence later.
Especially if you need to file that querela we talked about earlier.
Exactly. Having that documentation could be crucial.
Okay. And if you're still in the middle of a situation that feels scammy, how do you get out of it?
If possible, try to disengage politely but firmly. Don't be afraid to say no and remove yourself from the situation.
And if you ever feel threatened or unsafe, don't hesitate to contact the local authorities.
Right. Safety first, always.
Okay. So we've talked about preventing fraud.
Yeah.
And what to do if you think you've been scammed. But let's go back to something we mentioned earlier, the idea of having a local contact in Italy, like a lawyer.
It's definitely something to consider.
You're not saying everyone needs to have a lawyer on speed dial for their Italian vacation, are you?
No, not necessarily. But having access to legal expertise can be really valuable, especially if you're dealing with a more serious situation.
So it's about being proactive, not just reactive. Having someone you trust who can answer your questions and help you navigate the Italian legal system.
Exactly. A good lawyer can give you personalized advice, explain your options, and act as your advocate if needed.
It's like having a safety net for legal issues.
For sure.
But let's be real, not everyone can afford to have a lawyer on retainer for their trip.
Right.
What would you recommend for people who might not have that option?
Even just a single consultation before you travel can be incredibly helpful. A lawyer can address your concerns, clarify any legal questions you have, and give you the tools to make informed decisions while you're abroad.
So it's about empowering yourself with knowledge so you can handle any tricky situations that come up.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
And speaking of things we should know about, I think it's worth mentioning again how seriously Studio Legale Tregnaghi takes data privacy.
It really is impressive. They're very clear about how they handle client information. They don't store client data online. And they only collect anonymous data for basic website analytics.
Which honestly is really reassuring these days with all the data breaches and privacy concerns. It's good to know they're taking those things seriously.
It shows a real respect for their clients and a commitment to ethical practices.
All right, so we've covered a lot today. We've talked about how to protect yourself from fraud in Italy, what to do if you think you've been scammed, and even the importance of data privacy. Before we move on, any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with? Okay, so we've talked about what to do if we think we've been defrauded in Italy, but also how to avoid those situations in the first place.
Exactly. It's all about being informed and prepared.
Right. So where do we even start?
Well, it starts before you even leave for Italy. Research is key.
Oh, okay, like researching the area.
Yeah, familiarize yourself with the local laws and customs.
Like studying for a test.
Exactly. You want to know the material before you're put on the spot.
Makes sense. And should we also be checking for any travel advisories or warnings from like our government or travel organizations?
Oh, absolutely. They often highlight potential risks and offer valuable safety tips.
It's like those little notes your mom used to leave you before school.
Right. Don't forget your lunch. Be careful crossing the street.
Exactly. Okay, so besides researching, what else can we do to prepare?
Well, just like you'd pack a first aid kit for your physical well-being, you should create a legal safety net for your trip.
Interesting, a legal safety net.
Yeah, make sure you have copies of all your important documents. Passport, visa, insurance policies, itinerary.
Both digital and hard copy.
Yes, and keep them separate just in case one gets lost or stolen.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Okay, what else goes in this legal safety net?
I'd also recommend a small card with emergency contact info, like your country's embassy or consulate in Italy.
Yeah, that's smart in a stressful situation. You might not remember all those numbers.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got our documents and emergency contacts.
Right?
Anything else?
Well, this might seem simple, but learn a few basic phrases in Italian.
Oh, yeah, like hello, thank you, and excuse me.
It shows respect for the local culture, and it can make everyday interactions so much smoother.
And maybe even help you avoid some scams or misunderstandings.
Exactly.
Now, when it comes to those tourist traps, especially with things like dining and shopping, any advice on how to spot them?
Again, research is your friend. Read reviews, check online forums, see what other travelers have experienced. If a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Right, and always trust your gut. If a situation feels off, just walk away.
Exactly. Better safe than sorry.
Definitely. But at the end of the day, we want our listeners to enjoy their travels. It's all about finding that balance between being prepared and informed, but also staying open to new experiences.
Absolutely. Travel should be an adventure, a chance to explore new cultures and create lasting
Don't
memories.
let the fear of what could go wrong overshadow the joy of discovering the world.
Well said.
So to our listeners, we say, go forth. Explore Italy, embrace the unknown, but do it with a healthy dose of awareness and a well-packed legal safety net.
And if you are looking for legal expertise in Italy, Studio Legale Tregnaghi seems like a firm that truly prioritizes both legal knowledge and client care.
This has been the deep dive. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration of the Corella system and learned some valuable tips for navigating the Italian legal landscape. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and safe travels.